soft on me. Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should he treat me nice? Treat me nice.
Going back to 1993 on that one, some 20 years ago, the late Andres Esprit, better known as Bojack, recorded live at the Habibi Temple in Lake Charles, a long extended version of his hit song, Give Him Cornbread. In fact, that's the name of the CD, Give Him Cornbread Live, Bojack and Exotico High Rollers on Rounder Records. And right before that, we had some Motown sounds from the Four Tops, I'll Be There, and Otis Redding started off the hour for us with Merry Christmas, Baby. And we finished off the last hour with Monty Fred on La Musique, Cedric Watson, with the Sun Is Risen CD, La Ma Belle Creole, the name of that one. And right before that, we went way back to the roots, back to the beginning with the great Amadé Ardoin, all the way back to 1934, Blues de Voyage, or the Creole accordion master himself. You're listening to the best in Zydeco Blues, old school R&B on the Zydeco Stomp. Herman Fuselier here with you, and my special guest, want to welcome into the studio, sitting right across from me, Nathan Williams Jr., better known as Lil Nate. What's going on, Lil Nate?
How you doing, Mr. Herman?
I am doing fine. It's always a pleasure to have you visit with us on the program. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. Just trying to get this new CD off the ground. That's about it.
Well, you got another good one on your hand. But before we get to your CD, we played some Bojack. I know you got some Bojack memories. What do you remember about Bojack?
My fondest memory of Bojack is at the food drive, man.
Okay.
We took a photo.
In fact, I must have been reading your mind. I was thinking of that same picture.
Man, and it's like, when I look at the picture, I never realized, but Bojack, man, was like 3 or 4 foot taller than me.
He's a big man.
And I had to look up to look at him.
Yeah.
And he had a big, I think he had a red suit on.
Probably, yeah, you're blue. Right. Yeah, I think it was
and
red.
If you look at the picture, Bojack's hand was on my shoulder.
Okay.
And I take that into a very special.
Might have been passing along.
I think he passed on something to me.
Yeah, but who else is in that picture? It's like an all-star lineup.
Buck Wheat Zydeco, Terrence Simeon, Anthony Dupsey, David Dupsey was in that. Sid was in that. Corey Arsenal, the late great Rooster Man. Come on. Zydeco Joe.
Oh, yeah. How can we forget Joe? Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Zydeco Joe was in that picture. Yeah. A lot of great accordion players and musicians was in that.
And you must have been like, what, 10 years old at the time? Pretty young.
I was kind of chunky. So that had to been, I was in middle school. I'd say about 11.
Okay, 10, 11 years old. Yeah, yeah, that's a great memory. Where's that picture? Sid has it?
Sid has it. My dad has one.
Okay.
There's one in the club.
Okay, that's probably where I've seen it last time. Yeah, yeah. Definitely a collector's item for sure. Yeah,
that was my fondest memory of Bojack.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is that one picture, and like I said, he had his hand on my shoulder. So I said, man, you know, maybe you rubbed some good luck off of him.
Yeah, could very well be, because you got a great career going on. How many CDs is it for you now?
This is going to be 7.
Number 7. So tell us a little bit about it. Just, you always do some modern stuff, so to speak, but you don't forget about the tradition either.
Of course. I try my best to give a variety of music. This new CD, From Darkness to Light, It Is What It Is, mm-hmm. is basically a collaboration of old school Zydeco and new school Zydeco and swing out.
Mm-hmm.
Try to give a little bit for everybody to listen to, and also a wide variety for the DJs to play also.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a great collabo of different experiences that I've experienced, and also just watching other people go through things in life. And I feel like it's a CD that's personal, you know, a connection between me and a lot of the fans, because I see a lot of stuff going on. So, and I write about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. So we're going to start off one. You did En Français, Juju. Tell us the story behind that one.
Well, you know, my dad always got those ideas, man. And we see a lot. I see a lot with the young teenagers coming around the Zydeco, especially in high school. And it's just telling them, you know, beware of the certain things that you do with your life, because certain decisions can ruin it.
Yeah.
You know,
it can
ruin it or send you on a different path that you really could have avoided. So it's just saying, you know, beware with the little boys and the little girls. Be aware of it, because you might end up with a little boy or a little girl.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a
they
funny.
Think it's a toy.
Right. It's a funny song in a way, but it's got a strong message to it.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, let's check it out. Again, the brand new CD, Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers, Darkness Tonight to Light, rather. It Is What It Is. And here's one of the selections. Juju on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Thank you. C'est ça ma pédi. Il croit c'est un joujou. Ça fait un garçon. On fait un tibi. C'est ça ma pédi. What a word of advice to all you men. If you can't roost it like you used to, don't you mess with the hen. You're strutting around like you're the king of the yard. She'll lay your egg and leave you scarred. Y'a quoi c'est un joujou. C'est pas à rien pour jouer avec. C'est ça ma pédi. Y'a quoi c'est un joujou. Ça fait un garçon. On fait un tibi. C'est ça ma pédi.
Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers, one from the brand new CD, Darkness to Light, Juju. Lil Nate, I like that one. That's another good number.
Got to keep that old Creole tradition in there, man.
Which you always do, because one of your biggest songs was La Jean.
Yes.
And that was the same type of French and English, too.
Yes, yes. That's been a great formula, and I try to stick with it and add to it.
Well, that's good. I know you're staying busy these days. Last night you were pretty close to Baton Rouge, huh?
Yes, yes. Actually, Irvinville at Rack's Bar and Grill.
Okay.
Great, versatile venue. It's getting big and big over there, man.
Yeah.
Every time we go over there, it's very nice. I want to encourage all the local Zydeco musicians to research it and try to get in that venue. That's a nice venue to perform.
I never have been before, but I always, you know, I've passed by sometimes, see the billboard out front. There's Zydeco, there's Wayne Toops, there's Swamp Pop. They have a little bit of everything over there.
A variety of everything, man. So that's a new spot for us to check out, man, for all the Zydeco artists out there, Rags Bar and Grill.
Very good. How about tonight, tomorrow? You playing anywhere?
Oh, tonight, actually, I'm going to be at Miller's Hall of Fame tonight. Reshaw's Club.
Back in Lawtel.
Yes, indeed. And it's always a party when we go back there. It's just a certain vibe when I go to Miller's Hall of Fame, Slim's Waikiki, El Cito's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just a certain vibe you get in those places because they've been there forever, and it's just a tradition.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So it's even more special. But that's going on tonight at 10 p.m. Next week, I'll be at Miller's Hall of Fame again with J. Paul Jr. Doing the Christmas dance. I'm gonna be at El Cito's for Christmas.
Christmas night or afternoon?
When Christmas night.
Okay.
Christmas night.
Yeah.
We're gonna be giving away some stuff. New Year's, I'm gonna be back at Miller's Hall of Fame, and then my trail ride is coming up in February.
All right. And where you have the date for that? Or
my trail ride is the 15th and the 16th of February, Valentine's weekend, and then I also be at the Yamberley Building that weekend. We had a kickoff dance at Miller's the Friday, and it would be at the Yamberley Building for the actual trail ride the Saturday and the Sunday. And the lineup is going to be announced pretty soon on the internet and radio sources.
Good, good, very good. Yeah. Well, Lil Nate, I want you to talk about something, too, with you just finished your first semester at UL as a accordion instructor. How did that go?
That was great. That was great.
Part of the you explained people the traditional music program.
Along with Dr. Mark Duet, man, it was a great experience. My first semester was great. Got offered to do next semester, so I'll finish this full school term.
Okay.
And we're working on also doing a Creole ensemble also. So hopefully next school term I'll be teaching two courses, which will be beginning accordion and a Creole ensemble.
Oh, great.
So that was great. I had five students, students who were very eager to learn.
Yeah.
In a wide spectrum of ages.
Okay.
But they got the point, man, and they progressed from start to finish.
Yeah.
So that was the overall goal.
Yeah, and I remember you talking about it before. It was a learning experience for you. You learned a lot of stuff.
It was a lot of the tunes that we presented as a faculty to the students. Some of them I hadn't even heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I've played, but I've played them in my style. And I kind of had to dissect that into a simplified form to give it to a beginning accordion player.
Yeah.
So it was a tough experience, but great because I overcame the obstacle of trying to get out what I wanted to portray to the students.
And this is not your first time in a college environment. Like I like to brag on you all the time. You're a tremendous musician, but the best thing about you got that degree from UL in jazz studies. So I'm sure that helps you not only with that, but all the projects you do.
It does, man. I learned a whole lot from the university. I wouldn't change it for nothing. My 4 years of undergrad was kind of like a standstill for me with this live performance, but I knew it would have been greater later, so that's why I went through the tribulation of going through the 4-year degree and then, gradually getting into what I'm doing now, which is what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
But now I know that I can do both. I can do education and also perform live, so it's great, man. Best of both worlds.
Fantastic. That's very good. Well, we congratulate you on that. Lil Nate Williams with us. Lil Nate, we're going to do another one from the CD. Pumping on Me, you brought back an old one on that one.
Yeah. Got to give a shout-out to Mr. Clarence Pickens from the Kenfolk Riders and also John T. and the Force of Energy. you can't forget those people that brought a lot of those things. Just like the Zydeco Blazers would pop that thing, man. A lot of people think that I made that.
Yeah.
I did. It was an old tune, but it was a pleasure getting permission from those people to bring it back. And now the new Zydeco community is like, man, that's a new world in them, but it's really an old song.
Right.
Like Mr. Clarence said, man, I'm just happy that people are listening to the song more now.
Yeah.
They wasn't listening to it as much back in the gap, but now that you're bringing it back, they're listening to it a little more.
Yeah.
And a lot of the other artists play those songs too, so congratulations to everybody that do a lot of old school songs and bring it back to the new Zydeco community.
Yes, indeed. Keeping the past alive a little bit. Let's check it out now. Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers on the Zydeco Stomp, KRBS.
She popping on me. Popping on me. She singing my song. Singing my song. Do it, y'all. Show.
Lord, oh Lord, John. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh, she popping that monkey. She selling that monkey. She popping that monkey. She selling that monkey. She twerking that monkey. Bring my monkey, baby, bring my monkey back to me. Bring my monkey, baby, bring it home to me. Bring my monkey, baby, bring my monkey back to me. Bring my monkey, baby, bring it home to me. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I'm tired of sleeping in my bed alone. I want my baby to come back home. She left me crying, the day she said, the day she said that she was gone. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. Do it, y'all.
Lil Nate bringing back an old number. Goes back to the 1990s on that one. Like you said, John T and the Force of Energy Band with Pumping On Me. Again, that's another one from the brand new CD, Darkness to Light. Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers. Lil Nate on off mic there. We're listening to the song, but talking about the big news this week with Clifton Chenier winning that Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys. That's pretty cool, huh?
Man, that's great, man. It's a great accomplishment for Zydeco Music. There's a lot of things going on now, man, in Zydeco where... You know, different people are getting different acknowledgements, but it's all revolved around Zydeco.
Right, right.
So it helps everybody, I think.
Yeah, you know, no doubt about that. Nate, I know you play a lot in this area. Do you get to tour much, or you have done with your dad and stuff?
Yeah, I have done with my dad. But right now, man, I'm really just grabbing a lot of the local scene.
Yeah.
Doing a lot in Texas and Louisiana. 2014, I'll be going to California and Maine. And doing some other things we're working on right now. But as of now, man, I'm just, you know, getting it around here and, you know, enjoying a lot of the Zydeco people around the Louisiana and Texas community.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Well, Lil Nate, we sure appreciate the visit. Always good to have you drop in with us. What's coming up for, well, you mentioned the things this weekend, but how can people keep up with you?
Well, they can catch me on my World Wide Web at NathanWilliamsJr.com. Or they can email me for bookings at LilNathan_Ford@hotmail.com. You can call me at 337-344-3910 for bookings. Or for our weekly performance schedule, you can call 337-303-7590. So that's a whole source.
You
can also get
you on Instagram, too.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm on Path. MySpace.
Yeah.
So they can catch
MySpace. No, I didn't think anybody still.
I'm still on it. You know, okay. I use all the social media sites to promote Lil Nathan and Zydeco Big Timers.
Yeah, and we're joking about it, but that's such a huge part
of
promotion. So many people make a CD and just wait for people to come get it. But
yeah, it don't work that way.
Yeah, you got to let
it takes
know.
Dedication, and I want to encourage all the musicians, just like what's going on right here, right now. You know, when you put a CD out, man, you got to go out and promote it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do things to let people know that you have an album out. You can't just sit on and expect for people to know that you have a CD out.
Yeah,
you know? So, and there's a big digital world out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If you got your CD out, try to get it on iTunes, man. Find the sources. Go find the sources to get your CD out digitally, because there's a lot of funds out there for us to make money with what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just sitting around waiting for somebody to hand us out something.
Yep. Well, keep on keeping on, little Nate. What's the last one we want to play from the CD? Anyone
man,
in particular?
I'm going to let you choose, man.
I got Cuddle Up queued up, so we can
cool
go out on that one.
Cool deal, man.
So keep on keeping on, and y'all support this young man. Don't forget tonight, Miller Zydeco Hall of Fame Lautel. Originally, the Richards Club goes back to the 1940s, one of the original Zydeco dance halls. So here's a little more Lil Nate from that brand new CD on KRVS.
She wanna cuddle up. She wanna cuddle up. She don't wanna make love right here tonight. Oh my God. She wanna cuddle up. She wanna cuddle up. She don't wanna make love right here tonight. She don't wanna.
Years ago, Kabut beat the devil out of Cotton Eye Joe on Kabut. Oh, yeah. 1890, 19, 20 years ago, Kabud beat the devil out of Cotton Eye Joe. Say Uncle Bud is dead. The God don't lie, he's sick and dead. Uncle Bud. The Bud's got a daughter, her name is Ron. What a lack of butter, make her open bone. Uncle Bud. And never been picked. The bird got corn and never been chucked. The bird got a daughter and never been loved. Uncle Bud. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Down in Louisiana where the grass grow green, got more women than you ever seen. Uncle Bud. Uncle Bud got that. Uncle Bud got a great big cowboy hat. Uncle Bud. Climbing up the water, some son of a gun done coat my daughter. Uncle Bud. Some people say please and right, then made him sick. The gods don't lie, them Louisiana women, they made him sick. Uncle Bud.
Thank you.
Yeah.
wrong. Cause all the love would ever come along. No sad songs for me. Now that I know what love can be. You put love where I used to behave. I wanna take a night, make me feel so great. Now,
J. Paul and the Zydeco New Breed.
That's right. Y'all know. I think they heard that. Me too.
I heard it, me three. That's J. Paul and the Zydeco New Breeze. No Sad Songs for Me, taken from the Phenomenon CD. And right before that, the Grandmaster of Zydeco, Buzu Chavis, recorded live from the UL Archives, the Cajun and Creole Folk Life Archives at the Dupre Library, now on Valcor Records. That's Joel Savoy's label out of units. Always good stuff on Valcor. And this is live Buzu, Festival Acadien Creole, 1989, Uncle Bud, live version of it from the man that did it, Buzu Chavis, and All the Magic Sounds. And before that, they had several selections from Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers from that CD, Darkness to Light. Cuddle Up was that last number we played. And thanks one more time. Appreciate the visit from Lil Nate, and y'all support that young man. And keep up with him, Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers. Part of the ABCs of Zydeco with that Williams family. His Uncle Sid has El Cid O's Zydeco and Blues Club. Dennis Paul Williams is his other uncle, also a family. Fantastic artist and musician with Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas, and of course his dad, leader of Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas, has been going for just about 30 years now. So the Williams family, always well represented in Zydeco music.
Oh, somebody pass me the Strawberry Hill.
Let's pass the Strawberry Hill and go back to about 1967 with Etta James. I'd Rather Go Blind Than to See You Walk Away From Me.
Something told me it was over.
Yeah.
When I saw you and her talking.
I did saw her in Fusilli. I did saw.
Something deep down in my soul said cry, girl.
Hi, everybody. This is James Brown. This is a very, very unusual way to come to you. But I gotta start by saying thanks. Thanks for such a wonderful year. Not only to you, to God, number one, to you, number two, and for all the wonderful things. You know, when I look at a beautiful day, I say, let's God is happy. Mind if I sing one time?
Make this Christmas mean something this year.
I say it's happy because the birds are tweeting, sun is shining, the wind is blowing, the breeze, the leaves are flying. Everybody feels nice. We just say, oh God, thanks for all the wonderful things. You even see a little snow sometimes. But you know, God only knows how the Christmas is gonna look. So one more time, I'll say,
let's make this Christmas.
Now let's make our next year be as nice as this year. Now Christmas gotta be the kind of a Christmas that we remember a long time ago. You remember when everybody used to look forward to Santa Claus? You didn't want to know what you're gonna have the next day. You couldn't wait until Christmas morning and jump up. But that's the morning that you wouldn't go to your table. You'd go straight to your little sack, hanging on the mantle, over the fireplace.
Let's make this Christmas.
This
year. Let's
make Christmas.
Make this Christmas.
Oh, let's make it so much now. You know, I just enjoy this. And I really can't find enough words that would really make me express myself, the good feeling that I have. But I want to say thanks. Thank you, God. And now, let's make Christmas the kind of a Christmas that we remember. You know, you made Christmas very, very beautiful for me in my past years. But let's make this Christmas good for everybody. The kind of a Christmas that Mom, Dad, Granddad.
Let's
make Christmas.
Make this Christmas.
An old-fashioned way. No.
Need something. This year.
Let's make Christmas. Let's make it a beautiful,
make this Christmas
a lovable,
mean something.
Enjoyable Christmas now.
This year.
Oh, let the violin play. Let the violin play now.
One more time.
time.
Let's
feel so good. Come on.
Make this Christmas.
Christmas message from the Godfather.
No.
Soul brother number one, James Brown.
Make this Christmas.
I'll see you. Christmas morning. If I don't, you see Santa Claus.
And he died Christmas morning 2006. With the message, let's make Christmas mean something this year. Going back to about 1966 on that one, and before that, around that same time, the great Etta James with I'd Rather Go Blind Than to See You Walk Away From Me. Let's continue with our Clifton Chenier celebration, I should say. All throughout the program, we've been celebrating the big announcement this week. Clifton Chenier will receive the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys. That'll take place January 25th in Los Angeles. And I looked it up. Some previous recipients of the Lifetime Achievement Award include Frank Sinatra, James Brown, who we just heard, Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, Miles Davis. It's a long list of winners of the Lifetime Achievement Award. Of course, my favorite, Bobby Boo Bland, but now Clifton Chenier is in that category too. And here's one from an LP that Clifton put out in the 1970s. In fact, this CD and LP is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. 2011, it was inducted, but originally came out in the 70s. Bugaloosa Boogie, recorded at the famous the studio in the country in Bugaloosa, Louisiana. And again, the Red Hot Louisiana Band with John Hart, Paul Lil Buck Senegal, and the whole gang.
De-na-na-na.
Little slow drag.
De-na-na.
De-na-na.
De-na-na-na. Na-na-na.
From the King, Clifton Chenier. Oh, get it, Cliff, on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS.
I'm in love with a married woman, but I'm afraid to call her name. If I call her name, I know I'm gonna be in trouble. Looking good to me. You know what I can love and love and love and
Hi, this is Dustin Cravens, the Prince of Promotion. You're listening to the man, the myth, the legend, Herman Fuselier. Keep it locked right here on the Zydeco Stump for all the best in Zydeco, blues, oldies, and all things Louisiana right here on 88.7 KRVS.